Kita bahas my fellow remembrancers. Kita bahas our fellow ministers from America, Sir Richard Hackett, from Hong Kong, our minister there, Mr. Joel Gilliar and his family, from Australia, Mr. Mario Harina, from Kenya, Ms. Irene Muega, and her family, and to all those who are listening right now by Zoom, and to all those who are in UP Hotel, and those who listen to this recorded message. On our last message, I forgot to tell you the title of my sermon. So if you will, the title of that message is Jerusalem. I think this is the first time that happened in the whole duration of the seven church eras. The title was being introduced on the second sermon. Now I will introduce to you first the title of the sermon so that I will never forget it again. And if you will, you may write down the two trees. The two trees. Let us allow God to give another perspective on this subject concerning two trees. Let us start from the fifth. Mr. Rachel Hackett termed earlier concerning Abraham's seed. We will discuss here also, but in another perspective. There are two types of seed in the Bible. The seed of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ, through Abraham, the father of the faithful. And the second one is the seed of corruption, which is Satan the devil, through his evil ministers in the seven church eras, especially in this last end, through Stephen, for the 25 rebel ministers that he possessed. We will discuss first the seed of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ himself. And let us go first to Matthew 13, 31 to 32. Matthew 31:32, King James Version. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Verse 32, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herds, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Matthew 13, verse 31, 32 is a parable or prophecy on how God, through Jesus Christ, will fulfill God's family through the principles of small beginnings. That is how God works. That is the reason why God always used a small group of people. Because God wants that all the glory is only for Him. God does not want any from among His creation to be glorified, because He is a jealous God. Glorify Abba Yahuwah now, and do not change until the end, and Abba Yahuwah will glorify you for all eternity. Just like when Jesus Christ is on this earth, from God who created all things, of becoming a worm, or just like a mustard seed principle, the least of all seeds. Yahushua is the fulfillment of Matthew 13, 31. Matthew 13, 31 to 32 parable. He is the ultimate fulfillment of that mustard seed principle. We all know that Abraham was a type of God the Father, Abba Yahuwah. And Isaac was a type of Jesus Christ, Yahushua. That is what Sir Joel Clary also said on his latest Camp David program. Jesus Christ was Abraham's seed, the father of the faithful. Let's see the seed of Jesus Christ from the root of David through Abraham. Genesis 1, verse 11 to 12. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. So get your Bible, because there were so many scriptures here. So you can follow the story. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. The 144,000 first fruit is the herb yielding seed, or Abraham's seed, as we shall see later. And the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, that the earth or church brought forth. Let's go to Genesis 17:5 up to 10. But we read first Genesis 17 verse 5. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. How many nations? It is through the 12 tribes, vision of the 144,000 things. Verse 6 of Genesis 17, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will make Abraham, I will make thee exceeding fruitful. And I will make thee nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. Kings, 144,000 saints, kings. And also Jesus Christ. He is the first king from the seeds of Abraham. We can clearly see in this verse the 144,000 first fruit, or 144,000 kings. It's the same. Who is the only first fruit? Of course, it is Jesus Christ. And his fruits are the 144,000 first fruits, which possess the fruits of God's Holy Spirit, which is the righteous character of God, which is God's holy righteous character. 99%. It is a 100% perfect character. Walang tawad. Verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, or up to us now, the last remnant, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. It's very clear in this scripture that this is not referring to U.S. and Britain. It says there, everlasting covenant between me and thee. U.S. and Britain will never receive this eternal promise because they don't have God's Holy Spirit in the first place. So it is very clear, this seed of Abraham was referring to 144,000 things. Everlasting covenant or eternal. And those eternal covenant was only for the wife, because they will become everlasting or eternal for the fulfillment of this vision. This is the vision of Abraham's seed in every church era. The vision of the family of God, Jesus Christ and the wife. When God speaks of a covenant, God is talking about marriage covenant. That is why he says there, an everlasting covenant. Or covenant that it will last forever. So it's very clear. It's to the 144,000 saints. To Jacob, who will become Israel through resurrection. Verse 8, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. You are all strangers. Jesus Christ said, I am not of this world. The same for the 144,000 saints. That is the reason why God commands his people, or Abraham's seed, to come out to this present evil world. Because Abraham's seed are not of this world. Because this is Satan's world. Every era, Abraham's seed are strangers to this world. The belief of Abraham's seed are out of this world. We, as the seed of Abraham, are the only group on this planet Earth as a strange belief. The reason why God called this world through us a strange world. The pain for the whole seed of Abraham, the whole duration of 7,000 years of God's master plan. Galatians 3 verse 29. New International Version. This is better, much better translation. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. What's that promise? To everlasting, to the everlasting covenant of marriage. John 8, verse 39. They answered and sent to him. John 8, verse 39. This is from King James Version. Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. So this is Christ is talking here, not physically. You can see in this picture that He is talking to His people or to those people who follow Him wherever He goes. The seeds of Abraham, the father of the faithful. Genesis 17, verse 9. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant therefore, thou and thy seed, after thee in their generations. Everlasting covenant. This is my covenant which you shall keep in verse 10 between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, or every man child among you shall be baptized. So this is spiritual speaking. As we discussed the other perspective of God's Ten Commandments, God showed us on how if we break one of His commandments, we break all of it. The process of baptism is the same process to a converted people of God. That if he has sinned, he must acknowledge that he is wrong and that God is always right. That's the only way that leads us to repent toward God, so that God may renew His Spirit in us. God will not lead us to repentance if we think that we are always right for self-righteous attitude. Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The backslider, take notice of that, the backslider in heart, in verse 14, shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied for himself. A self-righteous man's ways are the ways of death. And if we are a self-righteous man, we are considered by God as a backslider in heart. According to verse 14. As God revealed in us what backsliding means, it is a fleeting thing. A self-righteous man is a fleeting thing, according to Proverbs 12, verse 14. Self-righteous man's ways are ways of death. So we die, spiritual speaking, 3 feet under the ground, spiritual speaking, or spiritual grave, or spiritual black hole. As posted on social media by Mr. Amadeus Raelis Mundo about the black hole, it says on that post by Stephen Hawking, quote from that post, black hole ain't as black as they are painted. They are not the eternal prison. They were once. Those things can get out of a black hole, both on the outside and possibly to another universe. So if you feel you are on a black hole, don't give up. There's a way out. I commented on that post, repentance toward God. The black hole of Mr. Ismunda said, the bottomless pit of confusion. symbol of death. Because confusion leads God's people to die spiritually. That is what happened in Egypt. Same principle of baptism. As Apostle Paul said, he daily died because of sins. The same for us. We are not much more righteous than Apostle Paul. When we die, spiritually speaking, through repentance toward God, by applying the real key of David, God will resurrect us from the dead, or from the grave, or bottomless pit. Through the renewing of His Holy Spirit that He gave us, we are now born again through repentance toward God. God will bring you to another universe. And that is His spiritual universe, or His quantum universe. As it says there, they are not eternal prisons. They were once those things can get out of a black hole, both on the outside and possibly to another universe. That's another perspective of the parable Jesus Christ of being born again. Water is a symbol of God's revelation. And God's revelation is a correction to His people that they may repent toward God. That is the reason why God sent His prophet to warn them for their sins, that they may repent toward Him. That is their only purpose. Because God always wants repentance. When we sin, we are spiritually naked. So repentance toward God, that is righteousness in the sight of God. The righteousness of God, which is Yahushua, covers our spiritual nakedness. The reason why we repent toward God is because we love Him so much. We do not want to hurt Him because of our sin, break His body. The same for Abba Yahuwah, through His Son Yahushua, the love of God, our covering to the penalty of death for us individually. Proverbs 10 verse 12. Hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. But love covereth all sins. For Yahushua, the love of God, cover all our sins. For Yahushua, clothe our nakedness. That's how Jesus Christ loved His wife. Proverbs 15 verse 1. A soft answer turn away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. For the key of David turn away God's wrath. The same principle for us individually, especially for sons and daughters. If your father or mother corrects you in answering rebuttal, I don't know if that is the correct translation. I only search that word in Google. That is Google's translation. Kung pabalang kung sumagot. Or sumasagot ng kabalang-balang in Filipino. It is still up anger of your father or your mother. All parents here, totoo, di ba? Kung sumasagot ng kabalang-balang ang anak natin, ha? Kakainis, ba? That's reality. If your father or your mother correct you and have a soft answer, or you won't answer anymore, or mouth is closed, which is much better, or wag nang bubulong-bulong ka, it turns away your father's anger. The same for Abba Yahuwah, who is slow to wrath. That is the reason why he loves King David so much, because of that kind of attitude. Accept correction, and we will become wise in God's eyes. And we will get understanding from God. And in verse 32, he that refused instruction despise his own soul, but he that hears reproof gets understanding. It is through accepting God's reproof the only way we can get God's understanding. It's written there. That is true. Proverbs 6 verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life. For God's people, reproof are the way, reproof of instruction as the only way of life. For God's people, for Abraham's seed, that is the way of life. Proverbs 13, verse 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction, but he that regards reproof shall be honored. Proverbs 12, verse 1. Whoso loves instruction, loveth knowledge, but he that hates reproof is brutish or beast. If we hate reproof, we are beast inside. Proverbs 17, verse 10. A reproof enters more into a wife than 100 stripes into a fool. Proverbs 15:31-32. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abides among the wise. Later we will see who are the wise being mentioned here. But before that, let us go to Jeremiah 17 verse 8. This is King James Version. So if we are wise, this is what God said to Jeremiah. For he shall be a tree planted by the waters. For the seed now, that Abraham's seed now become a planted. A planted tree by the waters. He grows up now because of water, because of correction. This is watered by God through correction, with the renewing of the spirit, that is the process. From seed, he became tree now, planted by the waters. Let's continue. And that spread out her roots by the river. So a man is called here by her, by the roots. Now she became a woman. And shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So she will become a fruitful tree. Later we will see that she will become the tree of life. And who are these water being mentioned here in Jeremiah 17:8? It says there, he, for the wise, is like a tree planted by a water. Who are these water? These water are God's two witnesses in the book of Daniel, or the river dwellers, or Tagailog, or Tagalog, which was discussed by Pinehas last feast of tabernacles. Abba Yahuwah, through them, plant the oaks of righteousness on each side of the bank of the river. Later we will see also the negative oaks. On this subject, we are only discussing all the positive trees. Later we will discuss the negative trees. The reason why this is the title of this is the two trees. Isaiah 61 verse 3, Revised Standard Version. To grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness. See? The seeds of Abraham was called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. That is the positive oaks. There are also positive cedars, the negative cedars. There are always two types. But here we only discuss the positive one. These water are God's two witnesses in the book of Daniel. And let's go to Numbers 24, verse 6. As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens, we are on the positive garden. As gardens by the riverside, as the trees of lying aloes, which the Lord has planted, and as a cedar tree. We can see here the positive cedar tree, beside the waters. You can see here all scriptures are prophecy. Ezekiel 47, verse 12. 12 to 13. English Standard Version. This is much more fit. And on the bank of both sides of the river, for God's two witnesses, for the river dwellers, they will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month. 12 tribes. Because the water for them flows from the sanctuary of God. Okay, of course, it's the sanctuary of God, or the Garden of Eden, the positive one. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Thus saith the Lord. This is the boundary by which you shall divide the land for inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Every month, 12 tribes of Israel. Abraham's seed. It's all connected. Joseph shall have two portions. The ox of righteousness is the tree of life. According to this scripture, says there, trees for food. Proverbs 13 verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desired fulfilled, it is a tree of life. The Ark of God, representing the 144,000 first fruits, is the fulfillment of the desire of Yahuwah's eyes. The same for us, the wife, is the desire of Yahuwah's eyes. Same principle. Desired fulfilled is a tree of life. 144,000 trees are the desired fulfilled. So 144,000 things, the desire of Jesus Christ's eye, or the apple of his eye in Deuteronomy. Proverbs 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. So, verse 15. He is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. According to this proverb, a man that finds wisdom and gets understanding, she is a tree of life. Here is another perspective of Jeremiah 17:8. A man who is wise, who he is a tree of life. Again, as in Deuteronomy 20, verse 19, it says there, for the tree of the field is a man's life. Deuteronomy 20 says, the tree of the field is a man's life. So, it is true repentance toward God. Abba Yahuwah is glorified. Because you are saving your own soul from death. A tree needs water to live and grow. We as a tree need water. Let us define what is the other perspective of water in the Bible. Let us go to Amos 5 verse 24. But let judgment run down as waters. See, God defines judgment as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. The Bible defines judgment as waters, according to Amos 5 verse 24. Judgment is God's correction. We as a tree need water. As it says in Proverbs that reproof are the ways of life. So we as a tree need water. Correction is God's way on how He will water us, so that we may live tall and full of leaves, that our leaves may become fresh because of the water that God gave us through judgment or correction. Judgment or correction is water, according to Amos 5:24. Proverbs 21 verse 15. It is joy to the just to do judgment. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. So it is joy to the just, and to the seeds of Abraham, to due judgment. Another perspective of water is a type of God's Holy Spirit. It is accepting God's correction and applying the real key of David, or a soft answer. Or do not justify before God, but rather justify Him. For He is the only righteous that grants us His contrite spirit, or a type of water also. It is true repentance toward God, that God is washing us from our sins and renew His Holy Spirit in us, which is a type of water that makes us alive and makes our lives fresh again as a tree. I know all of you seen on the market on how the vegetable vendor do their leafy vegetables. If they see that the vegetables are something like dry because of the heat of the sun, they sprinkle water on it. And after a few minutes, the leafy vegetables became fresh again. Again, for emphasis, as in Jeremiah 17:8 says, the tree is not afraid to the heat of the sun because he is watered by God. It is a non-stop application of the real key of David that will lead us to repentance toward God. It's the only way that God will take away the fear to the heat of the seven vials of His wrath. King of David, or a soft answer, take away God's wrath. That is the principle. So, the key of David is very important to take away God's wrath. Very important that it did. You must be very thankful to God for revealing the depth of King David. Proverbs 11 verse 28. He that trusteth in riches shall fall, it's like the Pisigi. But the righteous shall flourish like a branch. Jesus Christ is the true vine, and the 144,000 first fruit are the branches. In this Proverbs. Indeed, the tree of life in the garden of God that He planted through His two witnesses, the two gardeners of God, that watered us so that we may live spiritually. Proverbs 11 verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins soul is wise. We asked a question earlier that who are the wise? He is the answer. He that wins soul is a wise. It is all connected of being a co-savior of God, for God, His people. So a wise is a co-savior mindset. It's written there in Proverbs 11 verse 30. It's very clear. Again, as it says there in John 8:39. So if we are Abraham's kids, it says there, you will do the works of Abraham. We will do those prophets. Abraham was a stranger. In other translations, it is alien. So we are all an alien to this world, because we are not of this world. Our belief is out of this world. So that will end for the positive one. So let us discuss now the negative garden, the negative seed, the negative trees, negative oaks, negative cedar, which represents the 90% Edomite. The negative garden is the PCG, or the garden of King Solomon, as we shall see later. The reason why God commands us to come out to PCG is because we cannot dwell anymore to God's house. Because we, as a tree, we will not grow in that kind of environment, as God has no water, as we will see later as we go along. But let us go first to Revelation 18 verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the home of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, This is Satan's dwelling place now. And we all know that. God's house, which is an emblem of a garden, has no water or no Holy Spirit. Written in Isaiah 1 verse 30. Let's go there. Isaiah 1 verse 30. For you shall be as an oak. Here is the negative oak. Whose leaf fades. The oak whose leaf fades. And as a garden that has no water. God prophesied the PCG as a garden that has no water. Or no Holy Spirit. No revelation. So, the reason why all the trees there are dying. And their leaves are fading. There is a word oak there. We will discuss that oak, which is the negative one later, which is the Garden of Eden. Always remember that there are always two types in God's creation. God's principle for His people to choose. Two types of Jerusalem that we discussed on my last sermon. All two types. And here is God's principle on how God works on those principles through the seven church eras. Matthew 13 verse 27. This is a parable. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, As an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Will thou then that we go and gather them up? The reason why there's a tares in the field, because the enemy hath done this. She says there in verse 28. It is Satan who plants those tares, and God allowed it, because it is the fulfillment of His prophecies. No one can change that. Verse 29, But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. And let's go to Matthew 13 verse 30. Continue. Let both grow together until harvest. That is the principle why there is always evil men inside the church. Let both grow together until harvest. So God allows it because it is a prophecy. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together, first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn, or into God's barn. The tares will be burned. It is a picture of God's judgment to the wicked, into the lake of fire, which is the second death. We start from the seed of the faithful through Abraham. We are now on the seed of corruption, which is Satan, the most corrupt being in the whole universe, or the enemy being mentioned in Matthew 13 verse 28 parable. Little by little we will see how Satan became an oak tree, which is represented by the symbol of Irish dancing. Remember that Satan and his demons are possessing trees, and tree is a symbol of a man, according to Deuteronomy 20 verse 19. For the tree of the field is a man's life. So let us go first to Ezekiel 28 verse 13. Thou, or Lucifer, hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Revelation 12 verse 9. The earth was the garden of Eden also, the negative one. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Earth is ground or field. Satan the serpent was cast to the ground. Here is God's principle, or another perspective on how Lucifer, the light bringer, who was perfect in his way before, and because of iniquity was found in him, God cast him, or threw him to the ground, and he became a serpent. Remember, another perspective for us to see what will happen to any of his people if someone or his people will abuse God's government, like the PCG is doing. Exodus 4, verse 2 to 3, four principles of that tribe or government. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. Verse 3, and he said, cast it on the ground. Apply the principle of Satan casting on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. That is a symbol of God's authority. As it says there in Ezekiel 28, Lucifer was perfect in all his ways. The reason why God gave him authority to beautify the earth, because he was perfect, sinless on that time. Because on that moment of time, Lucifer is implementing the perfect government of God. God put his government on Lucifer's shoulder to beautify the earth. The same for Jesus Christ. Because he is perfect in the sight of God, Abba Yahuwah gave his authority to him. The big difference to them is Lucifer rebelled and Jesus Christ not. The same for us in this last end. God gave us his authority in finishing his work. Jesus Christ coming in the flesh principle, please to witness. God's rod is now on the ark of God through his two witnesses, same principle. The same for the 25 rebel ministers. They represent God's government on their everyday till lawlessness found in them by abusing God's government, by implementing the no-contact policy that led to the martyrdom of God's saints. They are the spiritual hypocrites and Pharisees that Jesus Christ called you serpents and vipers. God's principle here is, if someone is abusing God's government and do it on the wrong way, he will become a serpent. God is representing Lucifer's obedience to God's government when he was still perfect in all his ways. But the time iniquity was found in him, God takes God's government to him. God threw him to the ground and became a serpent. God casting or throwing Satan to this earth or ground is a prophecy for his people. And we use Exodus 4:2-3 as another perspective for us to see on how Lucifer became a serpent when he threw to the ground. Satan is the seed of corruption. You can see the principle written in Galatians 6, verse 8. As we shall see later. Satan was thrown into the earth or ground. The same principle being discussed by John Philip Nadella. He was on the earth or in the garden or in the earth's core. Satan is the seed of corruption through human ministers. God allows Satan to plant a tree through the seed of corruption through the human ministers, which is represented by the total 90% of his own people during the duration of the 7,000 years of God's great master plan. And the 10% are God's planted tree, or God's first fruit, or the tree of life that we discussed earlier. Apply the principle on how the farmers throw the seedlings of rice from the ground. After a few days, it will sprout. Here's the principle, Galatians 6, verse 8. The Passion Translation Version. the principle of this translation is much better to support it. The harvest you reap reveals the seed that you planted. If you plant the corrupt seeds of life into this natural realm, you can expect a harvest of corruption. If you plant the good seeds of spirit life, you will reap beautiful fruits that grow from the everlasting life of spirit. Isaiah 1 verse 27. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, the 90%, the seeds of Satan. And they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. Verse 29 of Isaiah 1. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which you, O Stephen Flurry, have desired. And you, Stephen Flurry, shall be confounded for the garden that you have chosen. It says there that you, Stephen Flurry, desired it. It is the 90% desire or choice. The same for Satan. This is choice. God didn't force anyone or dictate anyone or Satan to rebel against him. It is Satan's decision. The same for us. It is our choice if we want to become a tree, the oak tree of wickedness, or the oak tree of righteousness. If God corrected us, it is us who will decide if we want to listen to God or not, if we want to rebel or not. The same principle. It is Satan who plants in humans through human nature the seeds of corruption. Our physical bodies is an emblem of earth, and the people called it Mother Earth, or in Bible prophecy, Mother Church. The earth called Mother Earth. We individually are a property of a garden where Satan dwells through human nature, the seed to set, even since when we are still on our mother's womb. Satan's seed is on us, even we are on mother's womb. We, as God's people, even if we have God's spirit in us, Satan is present in us through his human nature. As the Apostle Paul said in one of his writings, that sin dwells in me. Same principle. As the Apostle Paul says, what is good I do not do. What is not good that I do. We all have human nature possessed. The human nature which is Satan's seed that God allows for us to choose. To choose life or death. If we stop to overcome the world, which is Satan's world, which is represented by our own self, because we are rooted from the ground, because we are still human, which is always right on our own eyes, we are Edomites. But if we are overcome ourselves, as the name Jacob means overcomer, we are Jacobites, which is the seed of Abraham, our father, the seed of righteousness. We all know that Satan's rebellion is a prophecy for God's church. And it's also manifested on each of God's people, and no one is exempted. God allows Satan's seed to be planted in the Garden of Eden, because it is a prophecy. Satan, from the bottom of his feet, or earth core, or church core, or the same as Satan, crept inside God's church through the druids, special druids inside the church. PCG is the ground. Satan's seeds of corruption are the 25 men of Ezekiel 8, through Stephen Flurry, sprout from the ground, and it became the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for allowing all the pagan gods to enter into the garden. Satan's seeds sprout from the ground through those evil ministers. This PCG became the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or the tree of death, or we can say the tree of Stephen Flurry, because Stephen is death. And those who believe him became a plant that called grove or oak. Oak tree, a negative one, which is represented of individual members who dance the Irish dance, which is a symbol of worshipping the oak and the sun. Remember that they For the 90% are all oak tree, representing the oak tree. It is placed in Isaiah 29 for emphasis, oaks which you have desired, the gardens that you have chosen. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 4. I enlarge my works. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 5. I made me gardens and parks for myself. I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. Verse 6. This is from New American Standard Version. I made ponds of waters for myself to irrigate a forest. See, forest of growing trees, a garden. So the PCG is King Solomon's garden, or Mr. Gerald Flair's garden. We all know the story of King Solomon. Key to the bottom, this is it, which discussed by Mr. Philip Nadella. PCG is the garden where Satan dwells. We all know that God's house is Satan's house now. It is Satan through King Solomon who planted the corrupt tree, which is symbolized the iris dancing through the seed of corruption. Satan himself, his gardener is Stephen and Brad, the two false prophets. This is the negative garden. Earlier we discussed the positive garden where God dwells. So Ecclesiastes 2, verse 2, if you read this whole chapter, is full of the word I and myself. The same for Job, full of vanity, a foolish king indeed, prophesied by God, being possessed by a foolish spirit being in the whole universe, Satan the devil. We can see on King Solomon the characteristics of Satan the devil, of being a self-righteous, the king of Babylon. As written on our booklet, Mystery Babylon, that the general characteristics of Babylon were that it was proud, haughty, insolent, oppressive. It became therefore the emblem of all that is haughty, oppressive, and especially of all that persecuted the Church of God. Indeed, Satan is the true king of Babylon, of all those who have that kind of characteristics, or those of God's people whom they possess, the house of the demon. In Revelation 18, verse 2. Let us go now to Deuteronomy 16, verse 2. For the oak tree that planted by King Solomon himself, for allowing that. Deuteronomy 16, verse 21. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove or any tree near unto the altar, or ministry, or garden of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make thee. God commands here not to plant a grove or an oak tree. This is scripture that is talking about the negative oak tree, of course. Deuteronomy 16 verse 21 is a prophecy in this last end for PCG. God warns them not to plant grove or an oak tree in the garden or in God's house. But they disobey God. They plant oak trees. They plant oak trees through iris dancing. Not only here on God's house, but inside God's house. What a disrespectful act of disobedience. They provoke God so much. Kumbaga sa Tagalog, sobra sila mang provoke sa galit. That is the reason why God says, you provoke me to anger, and I will also provoke you to anger with the foolish nation. That is the reason why we are here. That is God. We are God's vengeance to them. Let us read from our booklet, Irish Dance, a Druid Worship. Quote, the early history of Irish dance reveals a constant shifting of population through migration and invasion. Each of these people prepared types of dance and music. There are only vague references to the early history of Irish dancing. But there is evidence that among its first practitioners were the Druids, who danced at their religious rituals, honoring the oak tree and the sun. Traces of their circular dances survive in the ring of dances today. I will not read all of it because it's too long. Let us see it on the bottom part of page 2. Notice that it was the Druids who were the first practitioners to have used the Irish dance in religious rituals, honoring the oak tree and the sun. So, fulfilling those prophecies. Rebelling against them through Irish dancing. Deuteronomy 17:1-4. Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish, or any evil favoredness, for that is an abomination unto the Lord thy God. If there be found among you within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, man or woman that hath wrought wickedness in the sight of the Lord thy God, is transgressing his covenant, and hath gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, either the sun, God is meant to, God forbid, of worshipping the sun, or moon, or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded. Through Irish dancing, they worship the creation, and not the creator, which God will hate. They worship the sun, which is representing Mr. Gerald Clary, the moon, or the ministry. They always look on the man. They worship the man. That is what this verse says. Imagine the process of the seed that grow in the field and sprout up and become a tree. That is the process on how Satan possessed God's people. The reason for that is because Satan, the seed of corruption, is in the core or middle of the earth or the church. He is on the earth core or church core. The same principle for the Simon Magus group who crept inside God's church or who kept inside the garden or the field, the ground, the same. The same principle why Satan is the God of this world. Because the people of this world is on the earth. Ezekiel 8 verse 16. NASB. New American Standard Version. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when their slain lie among their idols, around their altars, on every high hill, on all the mountain tops, under every green tree, and under every leafy oak. Or the whole 25 ministers, they are the leafy oak. Wherever they offered pleasing aroma to all their idols. Isaiah 57 verse 4. Again, whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom make you a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are you not children of the transgression, a seed of falsehood, who inflame yourselves among the oaks, under every luxuriant tree, who slaughter the children in the ravine, under the plants of the crags, or rocks in other translations? Luxuriant tree, they are the PCG ministers for the leafy oak in Ezekiel 8:16, who are rich and increased with goods, living deliciously or living a luxurious life. Or the same as Mr. Edmundo said on announcement earlier, PCG ministers live abundantly. A luxuriant tree that slaughtered the children of God's people, or the same as God's people who are being killed under the altar or ministry, or under every luxuriant tree, as he states there. Amos 2 verse 9, here is the destruction of the root. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars. This is the negative cedars. And who was as strong as the oaks. I destroyed his fruit and his root beneath. Amos 2 is a prophecy of judgment concerning Edom. We can see the context in verse 1. And we all know who are the Edomites. And it says there, I will destroy his fruits and his root beneath. And who are the roots? Here it's referring to. They are none other than the 25 men of Ezekiel. They are Satan's seed. Satan and his demons who possess the 25 evil ministers. The root of all the evil tree. Reason why the leaves represent God's people are dried and fade. Indeed, a garden with no water in Isaiah 1 verse 30. It is because of the seed of corruption from Satan the devil that possessed those evil oak trees, which is represented by those evil ministers. The PCG are worshipping Satan the devil through Irish dancing and offering the dead bodies that they slaughter through cremation. Again, for emphasis, it says there in Ezekiel 8 verse 16, under leafy oak, please offer pleasing aroma to all their idols. The spiritual dead bodies of every God's people they offer is a pleasing aroma to all their idols, or to Satan. We know that is Satan's main goal, kill all of God's people. Matthew 7 verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. That is the reason why the fruit of PCG's work are evil, because the tree is evil. As God said in Amos 2 verses 9, for emphasis, that I destroyed his fruit, because the fruit is evil, and his roots beneath. Remember who is from beneath, or the bottomless pit of the earth, as discussed by Jan Philip Nadella. It's Satan, the devil. He was on the earth first. Imagine the root, or the 25 men, possessed by Satan, the devil, and his demons, get their deception of completion. It comes from beneath, from where Satan is located, or the bottomless pit, or the bottomless pit of confusion. That is the reason why the garden being mentioned in Isaiah 1 verse 30 is a garden without water. It is because Satan is without God's Holy Spirit because of his rebellion. And his rebellion manifests to those evil ministers who want more money so that they will continue to live a luxurious life. A luxuriant tree indeed. 1 Timothy 6 verse 10, For the love of the money is the root of all evil. While some, coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. This scripture is applicable to the PCG ministers specifically. As it says there, they have erred from the faith for the love of the money. They are making more money through deception. And we all know that. Through the endless building fund, endless of selling flowers on Mother's Day, non-stop building fund. PCG ministers' love of the money is the reason why they do all those evil practices. Indeed, for PCG ministers' luxurious life, for the love of the money, is the root of all evil inside God's church. That is one of the many reasons why garden or PCG is without God's revelation or rain, or without water. Without rain or water, all kinds of trees will die, or all their leaves will dry and will fade. The two false gardeners have no water on their water jar, or no God's revelation. They have empty jar, or no water. That is the condition all the members inside the PCG. PCG, a garden that has no water or no Holy Spirit. Because water is a symbol of God's Holy Spirit, or also a type of God's revelation. Or it can be a type of God's judgment, written in Amos 5:3, or a type of God's people. It depends on how the Bible interprets the word water, or who is pertaining to, or from among his people. Matthew 7, verse 19. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. They are the trees that God will cut hewn down and cast into the fire, or lake of fire, or eternal death, or the second death. And the ark of God is the axe of God that he will use to hewn down those evil trees. Remember, we are the terminator of evil ministers. Matthew 3, verse 10. We are the axe of God. Let us read. And now, also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees, of the 25 ministers. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. We are the axe of God. That is how God will cut those trees. Another perspective on how God will cut down those evil oak trees. Zechariah 11, verse 2. New American Standard Version is a better translation for this. Wail, O cypress, for the cedar has fallen, because the glorious trees have been destroyed. Wail, O oaks of Bashan, for the impenetrable forest, for the impenetrable iron wall of separation, which is the 25 rebel ministers, has come down. Here is another negative cedar. Ezekiel 31, verse 3. Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, and with a shadowing shroud upon high stature. And his top was among thick boughs. These are the negative oaks and cedar trees that we mentioned earlier. Ephesians 5, verse 11. International Standard Version. And have nothing to do with unfruitful action that darkness produces. Instead, expose them for what they are. The acts of God is exposing them for what they are, through social media and many other. God is using us to expose them. God reveals their abominations in the pages of the Bible through Revelation. God's two witnesses are exposing their abominable sins of allowing those evil spirits which possess them, through observing those Celtic rituals, which is a symbol of worshipping the oak tree and the sun that God forbid, which is represented by Satan, so it's Stephen and his minions. Those 90% Edomites of this year is represented by the oak tree that God will cut down, because they are the tree that has dry leaves and bears no fruit. The same principle as the unprofitable servant that God will send into the lake of fire. They are the murmurers that God will allow to suffer in the time of Isaiah 24 prophecy concerning the earth turning upside down. God will allow them to suffer the death by the destroyer, Satan the devil, through the man of sin, and physically by the destroyer, Nibiru. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 8. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day, for the day of the Lord, 3,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpent. And we know who is the serpent, Satan and his demons. Verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. And we all know whom God will use to destroy those who destroy the earth. It is the destroyer called Nibiru, or the Nemesis system, which is very active now. So Isaiah 24 prophecy concerning the destruction of this physical earth that God revealed to his two witnesses It's very real. And it will happen as God prophesied. And God backed it up from the writings of the Apostle Paul as history is prophecy in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11. So in conclusion, we discuss here another perspective of the two trees, the negative oak tree and the positive one, the negative cedar tree, which was fallen because God cut him down, written in Isaiah 12 verse 1. And the positive cedar tree that God has planted, written in Psalm 104 verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which God has planted. Because we are all trees in Bible prophecy. As a tree, God is giving us the opportunity to grow like a cedar tree, but a righteous cedar. We must allow ourselves to be watered by God, symbolizing by accepting God's correction or judgment through His revelation, a symbol of rain that God is using to water us, so that we may grow and cleanse and tall like a cedar tree, the positive one, and an oak tree, the positive one, or oak of righteousness in Isaiah 61 verse 3, which is full of leaves. Always on a repentant toward God attitude, like King David. Because it is through repentance that God will cleanse us and renew His Spirit in us. God's Holy Spirit is a type of water that God will use to water us so that we may grow and that we may bear much fruit or develop God's most holy righteous character. God is giving us the opportunity to choose. The result of our decision is the result of the path we choose. As the scriptures say, choose life. But God is not forcing us. Our own decision will determine what kind of tree we will become. A tree of righteousness or a tree of wickedness. Proverbs 31 verse 30. New American Standard Version. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. This is referring to Satan's charm or enchantment or deception to Eve from God's church. As the scripture says, Lucifer was perfect in beauty, and that beauty makes him vain, that leads him to rebel against God. Satan was also on our flesh. It's that deceitful woman in vain. We all know how deceitful and vain he is. So we must be very careful on ourselves. If we will become Satan, become vain, or we will become a woman who fears the Lord. That is our only choice. But a woman of the ark of God who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. As God reveals in us the other side story of perspective of the two trees, God is giving us a choice to choose what kind of tree we will choose. Our own decision will fulfill on what tree we will become. If we are to choose life, as in Proverbs 11 verse 30 for emphasis, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. This is a scripture of a Savior mindset. Proverbs 14 verse 25. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness is thick life, Satan and blood. Isaiah 6 verse 13. But yet in it, or in the garden of Eden, this is the PCG, but yet in it shall be a tent from PCG and all theologies, and shall return and shall be eaten, as a tale tree and as an oak, whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Isaiah 6:13 is a vision of the repentance of God's tent from the field. God called them an oak of righteousness. Fellow remembrances, continue to pray for His jewels, Mr. Gerald's glory, the 10% and 7,000 men, because we are one body. Thinking always and praying always for their sake, saving them through prayers, It's the only way of our individual salvation. Savior shall come up in Mount Zion. That is the reason why we are here. Proverbs 15 verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but He heareth the prayer of the righteous. And the fulfillment of this prophecy is in Proverbs 22 verse 2. The rich, Gerald Flurry, and poor, the ark of God, meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. Happy Sabbath, fellow remembrancers. The tree of life of God.